All right, we've got Dave Sender with us with Environmental Tillage Systems. And Dave, there's a lot of things we could talk about here, but when somebody has new ground, a lot of times they think, oh man, it might not be in the best shape. What do you do when a farmer comes to you with those kinds of situations?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it's a pretty common question and concern when we start speaking with guys regarding our systems and some of their goals. And frankly, it's part of that evolution and making that ground better. And how do you build that? So, you know, in a nutshell, with building that soil health, I always preach it, and I probably mentioned it before, but, you know, patience is name of the game. I think a lot of times guys get a little impatient and they think it's going to just happen overnight. So patience is a big part of that recipe to making sure you've got, you're going to end up with better soil health in the end.
You talk about patience, and I know the territory that you run in the northern Midwest. It seems like almost everybody you work with has got wet soils. That's going to be a little tough to be patient this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a lot of guys didn't get their fall tillage done, but the bigger picture of that is when you start talking about wet soils, part of the reason that they're wet is, yeah, the obvious reason is precipitation, but as far as the soil's ability to handle that moisture, that excessive moisture, and a healthier soil is going to manage that extreme moisture in this, you know, this year better through soil aggregation, aeration. It's going to allow so that water to flow through that soil easier. In the end, when you know that's when we talk about patience. When you get these types of conditions, that better soil health at the end of the day is going to benefit the farmer from the ability to get in those fields perhaps a little earlier. It's going to be allowing them to, in some cases, take some pretty significant advantages of some of those growing degree days as opposed to some of their counterparts where their soil health is maybe a little subpar.
You know, as you think about taking over new ground, a lot of times we hear about nutrient stratification that, wow, I got some new ground. All the nutrients are in the top couple inches. There is nothing down deeper in the soil. This is one of the things that I know on our farm we've fought too. How do you build up not just that top few inches, but how do you build up that profile down low?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we've talked to a lot of guys over the years, too, when it comes, especially to the no-till guys. A lot of times they have those concerns that they bring to the table. But when you're applying that fertilizer and you're working that fertilizer throughout that zone, you're helping incorporate it through that entire profile as opposed to just in the very top. So that's a big part of it, is using the implement to disperse it throughout that zone. And there's a couple different ways you can do that. We can either do it through our culture system, or we've got a shank system. And there again, it's going to kind of depend on what those nutrient programs look like. How are they applying their nitrogen, so on and so forth. You even start to talk about do they have a planter setups? Are they doing 2x2s, etc.? So there's a lot of, like I say, you could spend hours and hours talking about what you can do with that the nutrient placement. But just starting, I can't remember who said it, but a number of years ago, somebody said, when's the best time to start strip tilling? And the answer was now.
Now, yeah. It just comes down to make the next best choice. And you can say, okay, well, somebody didn't make all the best choices that I would have made in the past. Just start making by that first choice. You're right, Dave. Just don't put too much pressure on yourself that everything has to change right now. Just make the next right choice. Been talking with Dave Sender with Environmental Tillage Systems.